Okay, we're glad to be with you once again. I'm glad that you were able to spend some time with me today. I'd like to start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for, again, another opportunity to share your precious word with these who will be listening, and especially upon the mothers today as we give honor to them. We just ask you to bless them and be with them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Title of my message today is The Characteristics of a Godly Mother. When the Apostle Paul wrote to encourage Timothy as he was the pastor of the church in Ephesus, he described Timothy's faith this way: "For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well," 2 Timothy 1:5. Regardless of any challenges you might have faced in your relationship with your mother while you were growing up, she was given to you by God and certainly has played an essential role in your life. Even in the scriptures, we find all kinds of mothers, and many of them with very valuable characteristics of godliness. Timothy was one such that had a godly mother and grandmother who so greatly influenced him that he followed in their footsteps. I'd like to start with the characteristics of a godly mother. There are several of them. The mothers in the Bible are characterized in many different ways, some upon their external beauty, some on their wealth, some on their accomplishments. But the most important quality of a mother is godliness. This doesn't mean perfection, but that she has a quality that serves as an important model for her children. No woman will completely express every single one of these characteristics that I'm going to talk about today. In fact, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, there is a list of the ideals of a mother. And we know that not one woman would possess all of those ideals, but many will possess some of them. And the ideal godly mother is one who is growing in all these ways that I'm going to share about today. Our first one is, a godly mother prays and reads the Word of God. And this isn't just an occasional practice, but has become the habit of her life. She believes the Scriptures, and she knows the instructions will help her become a better wife and mother. In fact, prayer and Bible reading affect every area of her life. How she dresses, how she handles herself, how she goes about her work, her conversations, her character, and her conduct are rooted in the Word of God, and her children are a reflection of this. Secondly, she is a mother who has learned to trust God for every need. Because she's praying and reading and meditating on God's Word, she comes to know and trust in God's promises. She is confident that she will meet her needs, whether physical, material, or emotional. And focusing on what she lacks, instead of focusing rather on what she lacks, she speaks of God's sufficiency in her life, and she is grateful, whether he provides much or little. Thirdly, a godly mother is generous. Even if she has little to share, she willingly offers it to others. Sometimes her generosity comes in the form of encouragement. Her desire is to offer words that build up others rather than tear them down. Her example of generosity toward her family as well as to others sets a wonderful pattern for her children who will follow in her footsteps. I can remember many times at home when I was growing up and I would have a friend come home from school. Mother always made sure that we had something to eat, something to snack on. She was always willing to share the things that we had. Number four, she is obedient to God. Obedience honors God and is profitable for her as well as for the children, as well as for her husband. She understands that she is obeying an all-powerful, loving God whom she can trust. Her goal is to obey the Lord and leave the consequences to him. There's no need to worry because she knows he can handle any situation. She brings all her cares and concerns to God and leaves them in his capable hands. Even when the issues are serious, she can sleep without being troubled by any anxious thoughts. There's no need for sleeping pills when you have a clear conscience. I don't ever remember my mother ever taking any sleeping aids. A godly mother who trusts and obeys God gives her home an atmosphere of freedom. And those who come are welcome, and they also can feel the love because she's not stressed by worry. Even difficulties at home cannot disrupt that peaceful atmosphere, at least for very long. Fifthly, a mother who's godly is forgiving. This is essential for every follower of Jesus. It's clearly taught in the Bible. Those who refuse to forgive that will live in stress and tension that soon will overflow into the home. Forgiveness is a vital part of family life because of the close relationships will eventually result in misunderstandings and conflicts. However, living with a difficult person is no excuse for having an unforgiving spirit. Forgiveness can restore peace. It can eliminate stress and tension in the home. And furthermore, all believers are told in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Number six, a godly mother has an attitude of persistence. When something needs to be accomplished, she knows what's required and she keeps working on it until it's finished. Instead of waiting for someone else to do it, she jumps right into it and completes the task. Persistence applies to relationships as well as work. It's easy to stop communicating or just walk away from your difficulties. But a godly woman doesn't give up. She keeps loving, even when things are not going as she desired. Instead of giving in to discouragement, she turns to God in prayer, asking him for a pure heart and a forgiving spirit. A godly mother doesn't look for the first thing that's something to argue about and runs off into a divorce. A godly mother remembers her vows she made when she got married, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health. A mother of a young child is a very good example of persistence. No matter how many times she must get up in the middle of the night to care for the child, she does it. God has placed within the heart of a mother a willingness to do whatever the child needs. And a godly mother faces life's demands without fussing, nagging, or groaning, or perhaps comparing her situation with others' circumstances. She's determined to be the person that God wants her to be. Number seven, a godly mother is a servant, not a doormat. It's a quality that we should all have as followers of Jesus, because Jesus was a servant. A mother with a servant attitude doesn't live for herself. She's not selfish, but she lives for others. She serves her family in many, many different ways. Remembering that she's following in Christ's footsteps, she doesn't seek a reward or serve only when it's convenient or when she feels like it, but she understands that in serving her family, she's serving the Lord. And number eight, she lives an orderly life. For family life to run smooth, there must be organization, especially when children are involved in school activities, there's schedules to keep, there's tasks to be completed, and without order in a family, there's nothing but confusion, frustration, anxiety, tension, and stress. An orderly life is something that children need to learn in order to function when they become adults. It's why it's so important that it's modeled at home from their parents. They need to develop characteristics that will build and enrich their lives. Number nine, a godly mother is an encourager. Children need the encouragement of their parents so that they feel valued and loved. And this begins very early in life when a baby is held close and it expands to include the words of encouragement as the baby grows. Sometimes it takes the form of challenging them. Perhaps they need to be challenged at something, or to just simply persevere and do their best. And lastly, a godly mother loves unconditionally. Her love is not conditioned on the behavior of her children or her husband, but it is given without reservation. By her example, she demonstrates to her children how they too can love at all times. If you were blessed with a godly mother, what qualities do you admire in her? How has she shaped who you are today? If you're a parent, what godly character traits do you want to develop in your own life and especially in the lives of your children? Let's pray. Father in heaven, those who have been able to listen to this message today, perhaps there's many mothers out there that felt that maybe they've not done quite as well as they could have or wish they could have. I pray, Father, for them right now. Lord, to be merciful to them. Father, Lord, that they may just forgive, ask forgiveness and forgive themselves. And maybe even start anew today. And try to be a better mother, a better grandmother, maybe perhaps a better wife. But Father, I know that you love them. I know, Lord, that no matter what mistakes or maybe wrong choices they've made, I know, Lord, that you'll be there and you'll help them because you love them so much. And we need them so much. And I thank you, Lord, for a godly mother in my life. Thank you for all these godly mothers. My dear mother's with Jesus today. But if your mother is with you, you be sure to give her a good hug and wish her a happy Mother's Day today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you.